we can kind of get started, talk about, I believe, how we actually get started usually. It's been a while, starting with your wins from last week.
Right on. Let's do this.
Right?
Cool.
And going from there. And then we can kind of dive in, Karen, and, you know, see what we can do to be able to help you out.
Perfect.
So, yeah, it looks like they said Tara was going to be missing the call.
That's the
other
group.
Wednesday.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that's
Wednesday. See, again, I'm getting emails back and forth. I'm like, okay, no one's telling me what group I'm in which. With who?
No worries. We forgive you.
I appreciate it, guys. So who wants to get started with their last week wins and then new goals?
I'll hop in here and get us started.
Thank you.
Get this show on the road. Let's see, 3 out of 3 for last week in terms of my goals. So that was good. That was awesome. A couple of, I think, pretty big wins. We've officially started our sales team. So we've got, Josh, I don't know how much you know about my business, but I don't think we got a chance to chat a whole lot. Yeah, I think you chatted mostly with my wife at
right.
at the yeah. Anyhow, we do, we help people make, at the mastermind way back when in Austin now. So we help people make career changes, but we just brought on board a career coach who is both sales and support. So that is fantastic. That's working really, really well. So she's been adding revenue to our business, and I haven't had to do anything other than I'm working with her to get her fully up to speed. So I think we're actually going to do that again. I like that. Thank you, sir. May I have another? So I think we're going to actually bring on another person because we've almost got her filled up. So really, really, really excited about that. And we just booked tickets and Airbnb to Paris and Portugal for 6 weeks. So
wow.
I'm excited about that too.
Awesome.
Those are my wins.
Well, that is great. Now, again, having the right, you know, right coach, you really go through the different aspects, no matter, again, having a coach in every aspect of your life. I mean, I have them, Jamie has them. So it's great to hear that that's helping out with you as well.
Yeah.
All right. Who wants to go next?
This is Lane. Josh, we chatted briefly when I was in town for SumoCon a couple weeks ago at the internet marketing party. So hello again.
Yep.
So I am not doing great on my accountability. Still no assistant. I did write a blog post. So I would say I'm 1.5 for 3. I made progress on the fire sale closing out my old business because I had to line up a customer service person and shut down the affiliate program. So I did make progress, but I have not done that yet. But a big win was that I did not work yesterday, which is the first time in a long time, I think, that I took like a whole day off. So that was really, really nice. I did a lot of reading, caught up on some stuff, but that was awesome. I wish I was going to Portugal and Spain, but I mean France, but small steps.
You can.
I didn't work for a day.
You can.
No, that's awesome. I mean, meet it with takeoff. You've got to be able to have that integrated life. I mean, you can't have, you know, it's hard to be able to go through, you know, I talk about this a lot with my coaching in regards to there's no real, I think work-life balance is kind of BS. Because again, if you're balancing, you're always counterbalancing, and I don't have two lives, just like I don't have two different personalities. If I had two different personalities,
right,
I'd have to see a doctor.
Yep.
So it's about being able to, I mean, you know, I'd be having therapy sessions all the time if I had two different personalities. So I don't have two lives, same kind of situation. So it's about living that integrated life. And I mean, you have to be able to take that time for yourself to be able to be as successful personally as you are going to be professionally.
Yeah, I agree with you. And it's hard when I love my job. I love what I do. So sometimes it's hard to disengage, but I'm glad that I did. So that was a positive thing, refreshing. I was starting to feel a little bit of energy lag on work stuff, just a little burnout, but just in terms of ideas. So it was good to get 24 hours off of everything. Thanks.
Awesome. Well, congratulations on that. All right. Who else is, do we only have Karen left, or is anyone else?
Monica. Monica's here. But our voices sound the same, so it sounds like I am a dual personality, or she is.
I'm trying to go through. I'm like, all right, I'm looking at all the different names, making sure we're all here.
Cool. Well, let's see. This past week, I got like 3 out of 5 of my active actions done. But, you know, Jamie has a limit for me on active actions, which is 3 anyway. So I don't know why I put 5 up there. 2 of them, I've overestimated the time that it's going to take to complete, as usual. But I'm feeling really good about that. Got offered to be on 2. Another big win is that I got offered to be on 2 additional podcasts. So, and an introduction to a 3rd. So, because I can nail that interview, I'm super duper excited. And the other big win is just that, you know, post this health trauma and this, she turned 2 months old yesterday. This
wow.
new baby. I know, right? So,
yeah, I know.
I'm just back in the sales saddle, right? I'm just like pitching and like in the energy of all of that. So pitched about $55,000 last week, and you know, I have a high close rate, so we'll see how that comes through over the next couple of weeks. But very, very, very excited about that. Got a podcast outline interviewed, so my team is in all this creativeness, and met with my millionaire mentor, and he's helping me outline the sales challenge for my team. So I'm like high on life. Got my bulletproof in. Back to some neurotropics, and I'm just like, woo! So anyway, I'm just excited, you guys. I'm feeling really, really, really good. My focus this week will be finishing up those 2 active actions, if I can even get them done. Like, I just have a new projects and, you know, overestimated them. But that's what I'm focused on this week.
Cool. Monica, you sound good, too. You sound really good.
Don't I sound a lot better? Like, my voice, everything is back. Yeah. I'm telling you guys, keep your blood. It's an amazing thing. Don't lose it.
Oh, that's hilarious. Yeah, again, I'd have to assume that blood in your body is usually the best.
Yeah. Yeah, keep it, Josh.
I'll do my best. I always try. And then again, when I lose, I'm like, no, get back in there now. don't leave me. I separation anxiety from it. okay, awesome. Well, that is great. And I believe that covers everyone. Since I said Brian is not going to be on the call, I don't think he's jumped on, right, Brian? Okay, just making sure. well, then we will jump right in, Karen, with you are in the hot seat of the day, kind of going through, talking about the different goal and being able to move forward with everything you guys are doing. So I'd let you go ahead and start, and we'll kind of go from there.
All right. So accountability last week for me was 4 out of 4. My 2 big active actions revolved around kind of what we're going to talk about today. So I was actually taking the process from once I have a new lead that says, yes, I'm interested in coaching with you. Okay, so I mapped out once they fill out their strategy session questionnaire all the way up to the call, and then the onboarding process, once they say, yes, I'm on board, I want to be a client, here's my payment, and then I really want to ramp up that onboarding process for a new client. So if we have time and you guys want to give me ideas on that later, that's cool. So I feel really good that that's mapped out. But where I'm going to ask for your help today is really the process of getting them to the point of saying, yeah, I'd like to jump on a call with you. So what does that look like? As far as wins for me for last week, I actually got a new client last week. This lady just has been on my list and just sent me an email, and she knew she wanted to be a client, honestly, before we even jumped on the strategy session call. So she was a pay in full at $5,500, so that felt really good. And actually, she's filled my client calendar again. I actually had one gal fall off unexpectedly. Her father passed away, so I had an open spot. So it was interesting how that happened, and then just within a couple of weeks, here comes someone to fill it. That's what I was telling you, Lane, last week. Like, this stuff does happen. Like, as soon as you put it out there, Yeah, yeah, for sure. I promise. So today, really, I want to focus on that whole process leading up to becoming, well, actually leading up to having an interest in being a private client. So for me personally, I've been selling online programs and doing what we know to be like this traditional launch model where you ramp up and you do all these webinars and all these emails and follow-up sequences, and I'm just exhausted with it. And my husband and I, what you guys don't know is, or most of you don't know, is that in the past we've gotten into building homes and flipping homes, and that was really fun. We also have a multi-six-figure business that we run that's related around, believe it or not, caulking of commercial buildings that my husband's dad started in 1974. We took that over in 2001, and we've been successfully running that ever since. So I have a lot of balls that I have up in the air all the time, in addition to what my business has been to this point. The market here in Michigan, real estate-wise, is coming back, but not to where it was before the 2008-2009 real estate crash. But in Phoenix, where our other home is that we will be spending a lot of time this winter, that real estate market has picked up substantially. And so we have some pretty great opportunities to work on doing some real estate deals and flipping some homes. And that's something that we can work on together, something we are really good at and we enjoy. And that has become really a main focus for me. Just a little more background so you guys know. Like, we had our first grandbaby this year. Our second one is due January 3rd. We have structured our lives with homes in Arizona, a new home here in Michigan, and we have brought on additional employees to help in our other business, right, our caulking business, so that we can be away from home more regularly and spend more time traveling and doing other business opportunities revolving around real estate that we both love so dearly and haven't been able to do it because of the economy. Well, now that the economy is changing, we really want to jump into that together. And that required me to make some tough decisions about my online business. So I don't really want to give it up altogether. I actually had a call with Monica last week, and she asked me, why do you want to even keep going with it? Because I really do enjoy working one-on-one with my clients. I just don't want to do the webinar launch, all of that, at least not in the next probably 12 to 15 months. I really just kind of want to put that out. But I don't want to give up my business that I've been working so long on to build either.
Of course.
So with all of that in mind, Josh, Jamie said, you're going to be really good at this because this, you know, you just said about an integrated lifestyle, like that really speaks to me because I have not had an integrated lifestyle for a very long time because this online business model can become all-consuming and it has been all-consuming in my life. And I'm just putting my foot in the ground and kind of taking control again and saying, I don't want to do that anymore. I don't want that. I can't, like, turn the marketing brain off.
So it gets exhausting. I mean, always being in launch mode. I mean, there's so many different. I recently had worked with JJ Virgin, and the same thing. They were like, "Oh my God, we always feel like we're in launch mode," mm-hmm. and she was doing some adjustments and changing on her systems as well. Because again, when you're in a service based company, I mean, if you're not working, you're not making money.
Right.
So you have to be able to kind of adjust and be able to figure out what's important, what's not. And outside of Jamie saying that, you know, I do work in that space a lot with a lot of different entrepreneurs. I mean, I'm not sure how much time we got to talk or how much Jamie's talked about what I've done in the past.
Has she told me about what you do? Is that what
you're
asking me?
Yeah, no, exactly.
Not really. Mm-mm.
Okay. So just real quick, just so you have, I mean, over the last, a little more than a decade now, I have started 16 companies, currently still have 5, sold 4, all ranging anywhere from 6, 7, and 8-figure companies. 3 of those companies were 8-figure companies. And all been in the online advertising space, publishing space, and coaching, working with a lot of entrepreneurs. So those are the kind of spaces. And then I sit on a lot of different boards. Currently right now I sit on 15 different advisory boards. And at the same point, work with do a lot of investing as well in new startups. So kind of busy. But honestly, I really don't. I have two kids. I am a single dad as of a year ago. And still, really, for some reason, Jamie says she never sees me working.
Okay, so, I like that. I'm on board. That is that.
So, you know, I mean, and I in my coaching side, so again, that's where it seems like you're working on. I mean, again, really my coaching comes from, I'm not doing the launches. I mean, you won't see webinars about my coaching. You won't see, you know, I don't really do an email list. My coaching usually comes from being able to work with or having the right people. Because again, in the long run, and it's a weird saying to say, Jamie always laughs when I say this. I've shown her and proved it to her as well. My name in someone else's mouth is stronger than me saying my own name in my own mouth. Mm-hmm. And again, it's a weird saying to say, but I mean, someone going out there and being able to speak highly of you and being able to go out there and being able to do for others when you can, frees up a lot of that whole launch time where you're always launching and always looking for new clients. Because again, it seems like you're going to where I do now. I work with a specific number of clients, and just like you, I have so many I fill up. I do my one day of the week where I work with them, and that is my extent. And that is because it's not that I have to do coaching at all. It's what I love to do. Mm-hmm. I love businesses that scale, that when I'm sleeping, they're making money. Coaching is not like that.
Right. It's not.
And you have to have a different mindset for it, and you have to truly love it and enjoy it to be part of it. And that's where I had to be able to change, because, again, so many people get in, they go into coaching, and then they start dropping their prices because they're just trying to get more and more people and try to fill it up, and then your value goes down at the same point, because then you get exhausted. You're like, look, I just want to be working. I need to be working. I need someone in there. So your mindsets are going to have a dramatic shift, because now your value of time is going way up. Because if you're going to work with six people, your value is much, much higher. Because at any point in time, if you want to be doing seven figures, which it sounds like, I mean, you have other business that you're out there doing it, the minimum value of your time has to be at $1,000 an hour or more for you to be running a seven-figure company. And that's your value of your time, not exactly what you're always getting paid at. And that's where you have to be able to start looking at outsourcing. So, I mean, again, you have to look at different aspects of going, okay, well, would I do that? I mean, I have a matrix that I run through most of my clients. It's a 10, 100, 10, 100, 1,000 matrix. So again, and then a 10,000 at the end of it. Because again, $10,000 an hour time frame is what is really like going to push you forward towards the edge. Or my time with my kids, I value that at $10,000 an hour. And it's weird that I say that I'm putting value of money, monetary, on my time. But that makes sense to everyone, no matter who you are. Mm-hmm. So that helps be able to separate. That helps really to be able to separate that time out. If I'm spending time with someone, I mean, there has to be a specific value. And having those drastics from 10 to 100 to 1,000 to 10,000, there's no separation from it. You don't have to go, well, okay, well, that's $50 an hour versus, you know, 100. Well, no, it's 100 versus 10. Mm-hmm. Do you mow your own lawn? Would you pay someone $1,000 an hour to mow your lawn? No, I would not. Cool. Off my plate.
Right.
So that's how I separate my time and be able to really go through and be able to add those different pieces in there. Now, to get those clients and to be able to get everything, it truly is about putting the right people and connecting more, not so much the emails, but actually really connecting with the connectors. And that's where I've seen my biggest difference and my biggest value is working with people that already have a following rather than trying to expand and build and really go deep into your following. Mm-hmm. This is last year. So I think it was last year. Jamie and I were, she was going to Podcast Movement in Dallas. I knew she was going, I wasn't going to be able to go. Well, and some of you guys might remember this, some of you might. I challenged her. I said, Jamie, I challenge you. This is when Periscope was going big. I challenge you that I can get to 100,000 followers on Periscope before you. She's, you know, Jamie and I are very, very competitive against each other. She's like, no, hell no, that's not happening. Well, the whole time, and I challenged her right before she went to podcast, and I knew because I couldn't be there, I put something in her mind. So she's on Periscope. She's talking to everyone. The whole time there, she's saying, I'm in this contest with Joshua Lee. And then be like, who's he? And then she would explain who I am and why she's in the contest with me.
Mm-hmm.
I got more clients without lifting a finger. By her being there and her talking to me. That weekend, I didn't pay to go there. I didn't travel over there.
Mm-hmm.
I just sat down and did what I do, which was, again, work with people that I know that connect with others. So many people know Jamie. How do you get Jamie to talk about you? Same thing where we're talking, like, with, you know, being on podcasts, being able to go through there, that's a bigger use of your time. And same thing, if you're going to send emails out, I mean, are you doing your own emails, or do you have someone that actually goes through and, like, takes a lot of your content and does your emails for you?
I have a VA that puts it all in.
Okay.
She doesn't do any of the content writing. I do all of the content writing.
Okay. Because, again, I have to believe you probably have a lot of content already, right?
Oh, tons. Mm-hmm.
So it doesn't take a lot for someone to actually take that content and repurpose it into daily or weekly emails.
True.
So if you're spending your time sending those emails out of content, and you're just kind of rewording, because your perspective changes from time to time. We all
mm-hmm.
grow. If you can have someone, I mean, one of Jamie and my good friends and mentor as well, I don't know if you guys know Jesse Elder or not, or heard the name.
Mm-mm. Yeah, I heard the name.
Definitely, I would take some time out. I mean, he's amazing. He will be, by all standards, I think, the next Tony Robbins, if not bigger. Amazing individual. But his daily emails that go out, he's got enough content out there. He has a content writer that actually takes his content and just repurposes it just slightly to put out those daily emails. No one knows the difference. And that frees up a tremendous amount of his time because he's now creating, not worrying what he's doing with that creation and how he can actually turn it to the next client. He is
mm-hmm.
truly free.
Got it.
And again, I'm kind of going in a couple of different places because we haven't gone too deep, but I wanted to cover a couple of the basic points
mm-hmm.
and then kind of dive in a little bit deeper on what you're currently doing. And then see how we can, you know, again, a lot of times with your change from going through the whole launch mode to 6 clients, I guarantee there's probably just a slight shift that we could look at. That 1 degree shift, I mean, we've all probably heard the saying before, you know, an ocean liner doesn't turn, you know, on a dime. It takes 1 degree at a time. But 1 degree with a big shift like that is dramatic in the direction it's going.
For sure.
So those are just a couple of the little different ideas. I can go in deeper any of those. I'm more than welcome. I mean, I'd love for anyone to chime in and have a conversation on it. Or, you know, we can kind of dive in deeper what you're doing now and see what kind of adjustments might be made that will make your life easier and be able to give you higher results.
Perfect. Well, anyone in the group have comments or questions for me?
I have a question. This is
Monica.
Wayne. I have a question on – oh, Monica, go ahead.
Well, I'll just ask my question, and then you can ask your questions. And then
yeah, because it might be the
no,
same
maybe
question.
They overlap, right?
Knowing us.
That happens. So I just wanted to know, what's the main objective? Karen, I got to – you know, we talked a long time, so that's – you know, I know quite a bit about where you're headed. But, like, what do you – and I love everything that's being shared because, you know – it'll help you just, like, everything that Josh is saying, like, based on our conversation,
mm-hmm.
will help you have a lot more of that time that you want, right, with your husband and just, like, free time.
Right.
But still keep you in the game, right, mm-hmm. Doing your best or what you love. I'm just trying to figure out where do you want to be in all this.
Right.
where do I want to be?
In all of this, in the business, like, what's the end result? What's the end game? Like today, are we getting you clients, or are we getting you higher level clients?
Right. At this very moment, at this moment in time, my client calendar is filled, but they sign up for 6 months, and some renew, some don't. So, I mean, that's constantly evolving, right? So, within the next few months, I'm going to be looking, more than likely, for clients to fill some of those spots. So with that in mind, when I was on my private call with Jamie, she said to me, okay, so you need to change all your funnels so that your funnels aren't leading to your online programs, that they're leading more toward your private coaching. And so when I really sat down and started trying to map out what does that look like, I wasn't sure what that looked like from the traditional online, which Josh is saying something completely different, right? Like, talk to people who are already connected to people. So I hadn't even really considered that. I'm thinking, okay, I have some type of free offer. It's going to get them on my list. I'm going to nurture them. What does that nurturing sequence look like? If I'm not leading them directly to a specific program. And so that when I am in the place where, okay, I know 30 days from now, this client is going to fall off, I can start connecting with those people and talking to them about having an opening in my private client calendar. And so when Jamie said, you know, redo your funnels, I'm not really exactly sure what that looks like.
Okay.
So this is Lane, and what I love to do is look at what's already working and how can we either optimize that or mimic that and repeat it elsewhere. So if you look at your favorite and easiest and best clients, how have they found you? Have they been through referrals? Have they been through some kind of connection? And can we mimic that and recreate it so you get more of those people?
Right. So mostly they have either been on my list for a long time, more than a year, or they've come from a referral. So I would say probably 75% have been client, you know, customers, past customers, or have just been nurtured on my email list for a long time, and then 25% really have come from referrals. So I do have some pretty good relationships with people in my industry that are servicing clients that are similar to the clients that I service, but they don't offer private coaching. So from that standpoint, I do have something to offer that they don't want to offer. Then that really ties into what you're saying, Josh, about connecting people who are connected to other people.
Yeah, I mean, that's huge. I mean, it seems, because what you're talking about right now, if you're saying that, you know, yeah, they come, 75% are coming from your list, but that's taking, if your lead time is on that as a year, I mean, how do we speed up that process?
Mm-hmm.
That'll be one thing. But, I mean, if you're getting clients from, you know, the referrals as well, and you see a need that you can fill, it works that much faster. And you know, so how do I reach out to these people? It's like, okay, well, cool. Well, if you've got a local-based business, you find the person with the biggest list that can speak for you. And say it's, you know, like I have a friend of ours you know, that has a local-based business here. He's like, Josh, how do I get more people in my office? How do I get my name out there? How do I build a list? I said, well, why do you want to build a list? Well, you can go to someone that already has one, like your local, you know, Chamber of Commerce.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the same kind of situation what you're saying right there is you already know a lot because we have great relationships with people similar in your industry, in your vertical, but you're doing something that they're not. Well, how do you actually push that and make that even stronger? Because you don't want to have to keep on looking when your client drops off going, all right, now we got to hustle. I got to get that next client on there.
Mm-hmm.
You want to already have someone that's waiting. You want to have a waiting list. I mean, if I want to do an interview with Jamie these days on Eventual Millionaire again, I've got a 7-month lead time these days for Jamie to interview me.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, she's never looking for that next person to interview. because, again, she already knows that it's coming out. It's a little bit different, but it's the same kind of thought process where it's that mindset of if you're going to go to a restaurant and you drive by and there's no one in there and you have two choice between two restaurants, one that has a lot of people in there, but you have a way in, like you know someone at the door, or you go to a restaurant and no one's there, which one do you more have to go to?
Right. Right. Going with all the people.
So if you're going, hey, I've got an opening right now. Who wants to jump in? Well, they're going to be like, well, why is she have an opening? Why is she hard selling right now? Like, hey, I know you've been wanting to be out. I don't have any openings right now, but when I do, I can make sure you're on the list. You're going to be in line if based on X, Y, and Z. And what do you want to put in now where I can give you starter training and get you ramped up? Because in 2 months, I've got a client that's going to possibly – there's going to be an opening, and you work on this now. Here's my online stuff. You start here, and you're buying it, and this is you're buying your spot to be the next on the list.
I like that.
Pretty smart, Josh. Karen, this is Monica. What about price point too? I mean, you know, there's a big difference between a $500 a month client and a $25,000 client. So are you? Do you know where you're going? Like, I know where you're at. Do you know where you're going? And are we in the right gene pool?
That is a really good question. Honestly, you asked me that question last week, Monica, and I don't know. I don't know if I have...
What's the demographic? On your audience?
Yeah.
Right. So for me, this year was a big stretch to get to requiring a 6-month commitment from them, and then it was $1,000 a month. So that was a big stretch for me. And like I said to Lane, like I have not had a problem having a full client load since I did that, always. And I haven't even done any marketing at all. They just seem to come. I don't know how it happens, but it does. So. When we were talking last week, Monica, you were more like, and correct me if I'm wrong, you were looking at more like 6 months to a year commitment, and then it was like a package price. Is that correct?
I don't necessarily remember like that.
Okay,
maybe my blood wasn't back, but I was just trying to figure out, like from the brand, right, from the brand perspective, like where's the clientele that we're going for? Like, what are we going for? Because all the effort that you're going to put forth pour into right now, like, because, you know, he can get really high-level clients, and there's an assortment of things. This mastermind can help you get your ideal client. And if you're making this shift, like, there's no way you want to work with, you know, like, bad people. You want your ideal client. You're at that season in your life. So where's the thing going? Are we swimming in the right pond in order to get you the client that you really, really, really want, and the price point that you really want?
Are you vetting your clients yet? I mean, that's what you're kind of saying right now, Monica, right? Is there any vetting process? Hoops do they have to jump through before they get to you?
Totally. Totally. And she went through this. I don't have to do this, guys. I just really, really, really want to.
She's not doing this
for the money, and so it's like you better get the clients that you want. And
to be even more,
you know, and she also, you know, Karen, I told you this, so it's not news, but it's like, well, I think you're totally undervaluing yourself here. I mean,
I know. You
have a phenomenal track record in business. So where are we going with this thing, and are we getting, you know, what kind of client do you want? Because I think the group could help you do that.
So, oh my gosh, you guys are like opening my eyes. I feel like this curtain is being raised, right? Like I have never really considered it like that. Like I'm always thinking about, okay, what am I bringing to the table? Not ever really thinking about what is the client bringing to the table as far as what I'm looking for. So that's a really good question. So, you know, I would say that I am looking for even a higher is the right word, like a client that's further along in their business than the clients that I've even been working with this year. So it is interesting, and I can see where you're going with this, Monica, because I can see clearly the shift in the types of clients I was attracting once I raised my prices and required a six-month commitment. Like, that did a huge weeding out process. So I can see if I redefine what that commitment is on their end, right, then that's going to, again, redefine the type of client that I'm attracting. So I guess because I've never been through this before, what type of things am I looking to define? Is it just about their length of time in business? Is it just about their annual income? When you put these packages together, or when you're thinking about this, and Josh, maybe you're a great person to ask this question to, what am I looking for? Like, how do I go about defining that client?
So here's one thing that I'll tell you. So, I mean, we're going through, when you're talking about the client, you're talking about their business. That's what anyone can do, business. I can work with a million people out there that run a million different facets of their business.
Mm-hmm.
But is that what's going to make me connect with them the best? Probably not. I connect best at my core values, or at my core. So one of the first things I'll look at, and you guys might laugh, can I have a drink with this person? Could I hang out and just relax and be good? I mean, that's one of those easy things. Like, if I can't sit down and really just get along and, like, have a drink or have lunch or whatever and just enjoy the lunch as someone that I'm just enjoying and just having a normal conversation, not coaching, mm-hmm. in the long run, they're not going to be a good fit. That's like a core base for me.
Mm-hmm.
Because I can, there's people that can line up that can, anyone can pay any price if they find value in it. But am I going to get the value? Because, again, just like you, I don't have to coach.
Mm-hmm.
I choose to. So the people that I want to surround myself with are not just about where they're at in business, but how they align with me. And do we get along at the base level?
Gotcha.
Because if you don't click on that base level, just hanging out, just personality-wise,
mm-hmm.
It makes it difficult. You're going to have to, like, you're pulling that person, or you're adjusting yourself to fit them to get them to understand where you're taking them.
Well, that's very interesting, because if I'm thinking about my client base, like, half of them I would say I could totally hang out with. The other half I would say no. So that's interesting when I think of it from that in those terms.
And let me ask you this, based on those people that you can hang out with, do you feel, when you're with them, do you feel more at ease? Do you feel more like yourself? And the whole conversation, the whole process just flows better.
Oh, for sure. For sure. And the one thing, like, that I'm thinking about, like, that they all have in common is their personalities are very much like mine. Like, they're action takers. Like, they, like, as soon as I give them, like, okay, here are your to-dos kind of thing. I mean, within 24 hours, they're always implemented. They're already testing. They're already on it. And
there's your first filters. Don't worry about the money factor, because, again, everyone has almost everyone out there, if you're going to work with them, if it comes to it, has a credit card that has a $5,000 limit.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to talk about $5,000. I think it's way too low. Sorry. I think you could, I, without even knowing exactly what you're coaching on, I think it should be higher. Because, again, you have to be able to value your time. I believe everyone has to have that minimum value of their time. But
mm-hmm.
truly, action takers. So how do we build, when people are coming in, what defines an action taker to you that also is fun, but also puts them in this place they're going, wow, okay, this, and that you can help define. I mean, that's one part of the process. They have to do a couple certain things to even be considered before they even get to talking, before they even have an opportunity to even take one of your higher online level courses to then work with you directly.
Because,
mm-hmm. I mean, everyone has to be able to see certain levels of achievement. A good mentor of mine and friends, we've had this conversation before with, have you ever heard this analogy? So in karate or jiu-jitsu or whatever you want to say in general in the martial arts, back in the day, samurais, they had a white belt and a black belt. They didn't have all the different colors that are out there right now.
Mm-hmm.
Because, again, you got your black belt. Once your white belt was so dirty and you put in the work, you put the effort, and they're like, here, We can see the blood, sweat, and tears on, you know, based on the white belt not being white anymore. You've achieved this level of status based on your work. But in America, when we've been conditioned to need those certain steps, to keep on having those mini, yay, I got it, kind of things. And so that's why you have the red, the yellow, the blues, the greens, all the different belts before you get there, because they need that motivation to keep pushing forward, those levels of achievement, those celebrations. So before they get to you, you have to consider yourself, you're the black belt. You're the master. So what levels do they have to achieve to be at you, to be able to get your time?
Gotcha.
Because, again, wow, those are the action takers. Those are the actions that will actually then push them to allow you. Now, you're monetizing each one of these actions, but it's not taking your time.
Right.
So, again, you're creating this funnel of actions and levels that these people are taking, and now they have the opportunity. Now you've got a whole list. You've achieved the next level. You're on the list to be one of my six.
Mm-hmm.
But you've got a list. You're not always you're not launching. You're not building on this. You've got all these different pieces that are already, all these steps you have to get to achieve, and then you know the ones that will really work with you. By then, they've vetted themselves out. Some might make it to step two. Some might make it to step five, but at step six or whatever, how many steps are you?
Yeah.
You know that they're at a level. You probably know them really well based on just some basic analytics that you're pulling from what they're doing. Sometimes, just look at Facebook, they'll know you better than anything you know yourself.
That is,
you can
so
achieve that with some of the stuff that you're doing. Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's a much more fun process, because now you know these people have achieved something. They've gone through. They know you. Now when they work with you directly, man, you are going to blow them up. Because they've got all the core basic buildings. They're not just there because they could afford you, or they feel they could afford you and they're hoping that you're going to be able to take them like solo. They've, one, can afford you, and two, have proved themselves to be able to afford you in your time.
So good. Oh, my gosh. Seriously, like, such a shift into
good.
A world
that's what
I had
it is.
Never
it has to be
considered.
First, always has to be, when you're changing, your mindset has to be different for the end outcome to be different. And
oh,
that's the same thing that we're changing your mindset. You have to change their mindset before they get to you.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you're trying to just be on a phone call and coach them, and you guys aren't on the same mindset, man, you're spending a lot more time. And guess what? At 6 months, they're gone.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
But if they've worked to achieve a level to be with you, they're going to be in it so much more. They're going to be begging you for more and more and more. And going, when's the next time we get to talk? When can we do this? When's the next level? And it's a mindset shift. And then you're more excited about working with those people too, because they prove themselves. So everyone's in a heightened, when they get to you, both sides are in an elevated level of excitement.
I get it. And the reality with that whole mindset, and truthfully, everything that you described and what Monica was going for, it's like, okay,
yeah.
I might not even want to have six clients then. I might only want to have two. I might only, I don't know. It's like, wow, I feel excited to just, like, mind map this a little bit. Like, it's so, like, I'm excited because it's such a different, Monica, I get what you were asking me now last week. You were asking me and it was going apparently over my head. Maybe I didn't have enough blood last week either, but I can see now what you were talking about. Interesting. Thank you, guys. This has been great.
Good. I'm glad I was able to help and be able to. And Monica, thank you, because, again, you guys have been in this group longer than I have. I've been in less than an hour. So, being able to take different pieces that you guys already know about each other and allow me to expand a little bit is always extremely helpful, because I don't think we would have got here without everyone being involved.
So good. Okay, so is there anything else? I know we only have 2 minutes. Like, is there anything else that I am not asking, I should be asking, or pieces that I haven't thought about?
I mean, from my perspective, you've got a mindset shift, and now you need to be able to really, like you said, mind map out exactly what that looks like, and then be able to take a step back and then share with the group and let them kind of see how those different pieces are. And, of course, you know, as I've told the other group, and they've reached out to me before, if you guys ever need anything, you know, I've always told Jamie, you know, I'm always here to help you guys out, whatever I can do. If you guys, if we have a conversation, you want to say, hey, Josh, if I can't make through, I'm always open for that if I can help out.
Well, thank you.
Appreciate
it. That's what it's all about.
So let me ask you guys this question. Do you think, okay, so mostly I have only spoken to the people, let's say, on my list, right? Like, so far, my presence is really, all they know about me is my online business experience. Nobody really knows that, oh, I've done that, I have these other businesses that, you know, we, like,
that we bought our
an old post office in our town from the U.S. government and converted into a Mexican restaurant and ran that for a couple years. Like, should I be talking about all these business experiences that I've had?
Yes.
100%.
Yes.
Because you're only connected on one small part of your life.
Right.
Don't you want to connect with people on your full life, on your integrated life, and make sure that, because, I mean, if someone doesn't like that about, you don't want, you know, again, if they don't like you for 100% of who you are, you know, I don't, you know, I'm even open to saying that, hey, if you have political views, put them out there as well, because, again, that just, guess what, you just scrapped out all the people that you might have differed with.
Right.
You know, it is you. You are you. Be proud of 100% of who you are, not just share parts of it.
Karen, the brand becomes, like, so much sexier. You know what I mean? It's like,
100%.
Man, there's this huge story about, like all of the successes that you've had and all the trials and everything that you had to go through. It's not, you're just not, like, stuck in this health and wellness, right? And it
right.
gives you so much more flexibility to go and play with these other kinds of clients who would have said, No, that's not my area because Karen's in this area. And it's like, no. Karen has this humongous, like, incredible track record of business after business after business. And you can command a much higher price, I think, when, you know, you have that versatility.
Right.
100%. 100%. I mean, you know, come on. I don't know about you guys, but the coughing business is sexy as hell when I hear about it.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm like, holy cow, I can only imagine the stories.
Josh is like, that might be my next business.
Stories. Oh my gosh. Some pretty amazing stories. You would not believe where that business has taken us. It's interesting.
And that's the funny thing. I'm playing around, but I have to imagine there is things that people would not even know about, but that you could be like, holy cow, let me tell you about this. And, I mean, through our experiences, through our stories, it's how people really learn. Because, again, it's through our connections. I tell people this all the time, and this is my door-to-the-couch mentality. If I knock on your door, and I'm like, and I don't care what product I have in my hand, I have a pen, and I'm like, hi, my name is Josh Lee. I've got this pink pen. This happens to be, I have a pink pen in my hand. I want to sell it to you. You're like, I don't know who you are, but we're sitting down on the couch. We're hanging out. I know you. I know all about you. We've been friends for a while, and you're like, Josh. Or I'm like, Karen, check out this pen. I just want you to look at it. You're more apt to take that pen, look at it, and ask me questions about it, why you're showing me this.
Mm-hmm.
And have more interest because you know who we are. But
right.
If you don't share that, you're always going to be knocking on that door, asking to be let in.
Gotcha.
Find a way to get yourself on that couch, and that's all about sharing your life.
Oh, my gosh. I feel like this, I don't know. I feel like this is part, like, it was such a struggle for me to come, like, and be totally open with Jamie when I said, I don't want to do this, like, online business model. That was really hard. And, like, this feels like this is why I went through that really hard spot, because this feels, like, so empowering, so good. I love it. Thank you so much.
I'm just glad I could be a part of it with you guys.
Yeah.
And
good.
It looks like, am I doing a call with you guys next Monday too?
I think she said Monday.
Okay. Yeah, I've got you. It looks like I might have you guys next Monday as well.
Sweet.
So we'll be able to follow up and figure out, see how everything goes, and have two calls rather than just my usual one occasionally when Jamie's traveling the world without me.
Yeah, I'm good. So, I don't know if anyone else has anything, but I'm good for today.
Yeah. Anybody else?
This is Lane. I would love to hear if we talked a little bit about, are we fishing in the right pool for Karen? Let's say you want to get in a higher level pool and you want to connect with those connectors there. Do you have strategies for when you're up leveling?
Well, I mean, again, with everything, there's always opportunity. You know the different levels. I mean, there's different people that in your life or in your vicinity or that you know of that can help you up-level, that have achieved a level of success that you want to be. I don't care who you are, there's always a slight envy of someone out there. I mean, those are the people that you want to try to push yourself to, because, again, if you can understand them, understand who they're working with, then, you know, you get to know who they are. Now, again, this is that whole story. You get to know who they are. And then you can connect with them and then actually connect more with the audience, the people that they're working with. Now, individually for your own client base, it's really, you have to be able to go through. And, I mean, I'm a big proponent of asking questions. You know, I mean, when's the last time you've done a poll on your audience?
Mm-hmm.
Do you poll your audience often? I mean, do you go through where you guys at, what's going on, see who's open, who's really open about where they're at in their life, what they're doing? And I just ask business questions, but also personal questions as well. Because, again, you know where you were, and you know who the best person, people you can work with. So, I mean, you have to be able to pull that off and be able to see what they align, I mean, with where you were. I'm the biggest point to be able to find a higher level clientele. I always just go through other connectors, and I'll try and get to know who they were. Because, again, I guarantee you, there was a story recently, Gary Vaynerchuk was talking about it. He said, you know, this guy was trying to connect with him. He gets people reaching out all the time, and he knows he's a huge Jets fan. And he connects, and he loves all the different, you know, players on there, not just the biggest players. And he sent him a jersey of like a third string quarterback for the Jets. And based on that, Gary was so impressed that he had the knowledge to go through and find this jersey make this jersey that's never usually made and send it to him. He flew the guy out there to be able to spend a day with him.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not sure if that helps or gives context, but truly understanding someone for who they are and the people that are above you and work with a higher end clientele, even sitting down to talk with them in your industry and figuring out how to be able to do that, everyone that is at high levels will share. I'll sit down with anyone, show anything I'm doing. Because, again, I know I'm unique for what I do, and I can give you 100% blueprint of exactly what I do every single day. And if you do exactly what I do, if you're lucky, you'll get 50% of the results. Because you're not me, and I'm not you. So those bigger players in the sea, you can go through and be able to figure out that and then take it and make it your own, but just see how they're acquiring their higher-end clients. I feel that's the fastest way to be able to achieve a higher-end client, is to be able to reach out to people that are already dealing with them. And they'll, honestly, they'll tell you, 99% of the time, they'll tell you exactly what they're doing and why. I don't know if that's detailed enough of what you were looking for.
That helps. It's just breaking in when you're trying to move up or reach up a level. I know part of it is mindset. Part of it is the actual tactics of how to go about doing that, whether it's through conferences or through just other introductions or, you know, because I'm going into an entirely new area, and I don't want to take up Karen's time, but I was just thinking about how it applies to what I'm doing. So I'm just listening and learning.
Of course. No, and of course, mindset's always the first thing about anything. I mean, you have to believe and have to know, not just believe, but you have to know that you can do this. Most people say, well, I want. It's not that I want, that, you know, I should be, or I know I can. It's, you know, once it's a, there's wants and needs that you go through and change that mindset. But at the same point, it really, it's, I don't care who you are, what you say, it's the people you know. I mean, you'll see these different groups. I mean, there's different, there's amazing connections that I'll up-level just by going to the right mastermind and surround myself with those individuals. And yeah, you might pay $5,000 to it, but what's your ROI on the backside? What's the number one conference that you can go to for your industry? How do you get along with these people? Because, like, I run a group here in Austin called Monsterpreneur. It's all about relax, reset, refocus. I make no money from it. I run it 100%. I take entrepreneurs out once a month to be able to do cool shit like jumping out of airplanes, going to race Lamborghinis, whatever it might be. We did hand gliding two months ago. You know, but because of those, the relationships that I build with those people, when something comes up, they reach out to me. Because we've had those experiences together. And people base who they're going to do business with, not always about their business acumen, but how much they know that person and how much they trust that person. And that's where most entrepreneurs have to be able to change their mindset, is to surround yourself and be around those people so they're part of your name is part of the vocabulary when things come up.
Right. That makes a lot of sense.
Sometimes you have to pay for that to at least get your foot in the door. That's why Jamie's going out where she is. That's why we go to, her and I go to similar conferences. It's a lot of times we know 90% of the people there, but there might be being able to hang out with them again, or even the 10% of people that we don't. It could be a huge opportunity. So that's where I would say I'd spend a lot more time. And if there's different groups within your industry that you're working in right now, if there's different masterminds, ask people, what are some of the best, you know, exclusive things that, you know, how do I get involved? Will you, if there's someone that's already involved, would you recommend me, will you throw my name up there for a recommendation to come out? I'd love to be there.
That's great. Thank you.
Because video's great, phone's great. One-on-one personal interaction, hanging out with people, doing things, is going to get you so much farther with those individuals. Because like I said when we were talking with Karen, if you can hang out with a person on a base level and enjoy that time, you're going to get that much farther with them.
So true.
You can't overthink everything. Yeah, no problem.
Thanks, everyone.
So hopefully that helps, guys. I look forward to connecting with you guys all on Monday. If at all you guys need any kind of information, again, my Karen tagged me in the Facebook group. Feel free to reach out. If you need my email like that, feel free to reach out as well. I mean, I'm always happy to, again, I'm the kind of person that, you know, I've worked hard. If I can be able to offer help, let me know.
Thanks, Josh.
I'm happy to help.
Thank you so much. This
appreciate
was great.
It. Thanks.
Have a great day, everybody.
Have a great day.
Bye.
Talk to you all later.
Bye.